This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Okay, anonymous friend of Dana, I have heard your complaint. Not one song at the top of the hour today was recorded before 2020.
Praise be. Wow.
Not one.
Look at you branching out.
We're going for the younger demo today. Yes, we are.
Now, tomorrow he'll be right back stuck into the 80s.
Oh, we're doing Simple Minds.
For today.
Yeah.
We'll take an adventure.
Christopher Cross.
2020.
I don't know if we're going to have time.
Today is a little like opposites day. I'm wearing a skirt and a suit jacket.
You look very nice.
I cannot remember the last time I did that. Was so honored and just exhilarated to be asked to attend the Win for KC Women's Sports Awards this year. And it's at the Sprint Center now. That is how big this thing has become, where people will buy tickets, Scott,
now,
to go.
Is it in the main area?
Yeah, to watch the Win for KC folks like deliver awards at the highest level of sport for our women all over Kansas and Missouri. And it is so inspiring. They brought up every high school female, either individual or team, that took home state for every sport, Scott. So the state winners in gymnastics, the state winners in track and field, the state winners in soccer, swim and dive, all of those girls got to come up and be recognized at the T-Mobile Center in front of this huge crowd. That was also there not only to support our young athletes, but they had six amazing achievement winners that we'll get to in a moment. Oh, and Caitlin Clark.
She was there. Caitlin Clark was there.
Was in the house.
Nice.
Oh, my gosh.
Did she get an award?
Well, she's just there for being awesome and being Caitlin Clark and being such a fierce advocate women's sports. And there was a moderated Q&A with her for about 30 minutes. And she talked about everything, talked about her love of the Chiefs, talked about perseverance and mental health in sports, and just what a phenomenal human being and ambassador for all of our girls. It was lovely. But one of the things that stood out to me that will be a topic on this program were the six main award winners that were brought up on that stage. And these are young women and women, Scott, who have changed sports or are so outstanding in their field they were recognized individually.
So who was like the female athlete of the year?
Well, they didn't have that. Oh. Well, you could make the argument, I suppose. They had...
that would have to be Caitlin Clark, right?
Timwa Chawinga with the KC Current was...
Oh, she is amazing. Oh. We also just signed a new 3-year extension with her, so she is not going anywhere.
She's at training, so she was not able to be there because she was at training camp.
Oh. But, what did she win?
She won the Be Bold Award for being such an amazing teammate. They recognized Melissa Lambert with the Kansas City Royals. And if you don't know her name, look her up. She is the director of behavioral science for the entire organization. So that, you know, we are starting to see psychologists and psychiatrists with teams. And in colleges, my God, we need that so bad.
But they've been around for a very long time. Mm-hmm. I mean, teams do hire psychiatrists and psychologists because
to travel with the team,
especially in baseball, you've heard the term slump. If a player gets into a slump, they need to figure out what's going on in their brain. Why are they, you know, swinging at bad pitches? Why are they not playing up to speed? How can we work with that player to get them out of that slump?
But also working with the coaching staff to help the players be as good as they can be. And working with the players, Scott, just life happens off the field.
Sure, of course.
And so Melissa Lambert was there to accept that award. Nice. Park Hill South, my goodness, Addison Bjorn has 50 college scholarship offers. She's a junior to go play basketball.
Wow.
And more will come.
Oh, I'm telling you, this was a who's who of great athletic.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Achievement.
Good for you.
Last thing I'm going to say, we are working to get her on the program. They recognized Amber Clark. Google Amber Clark, gold medalist, flag football.
Are you sure that flag football is in the Olympics?
Scott Parks.
Flag football is most certainly in the Olympics.
She is a two-time gold medal winner. She is currently a head coach at St. Mary's University in Leavenworth.
Very familiar.
And her story of wanting to play football so bad her entire life and being told, well, girls can't play football. Girls can't play football. That's ridiculous. You'll get hurt. You can't play. She even said her own dad said at one point in the interviews, he said, I told her, absolutely not. You cannot play football. And that joke's on me because she has gone on to do amazing things with that career. Good. And I don't know if you saw this. I believe it was yesterday. Roger Goodell. This was on Twitter and I think on all social platforms, Sam. Roger Goodell is saying they are working very hard behind the scenes to bring women's flag football to the United States.
I'm sure they are.
In a more streamlined way.
Well, they switched the Pro Bowl over last year or the year before to being flag football, so they are all in on the flag football game.
Well,
here it is. Commissioner Goodell just announced the NFL is aggressively exploring the creation of a professional flag football league for women and men. Women who excel at this sport will finally get the chance to play it professionally and at the Olympic level.
Sounds great.
Well, you know why they went to flag football at the Pro Bowl is nobody, I mean, it was a joke.
No one will play. You don't want your players to be injured.
You don't want to get hurt. And, I mean, the game was just a waste of 3 hours of your life because nobody was playing, you know, up to speed, up to snuff.
Not that you can't get injured playing flag football, but,
it's a lot harder.
I don't know that I would agree with that either, but I think we all understand why the main stars leading up to the Super Bowl are going to take a pass on that.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.